I gotta be honest, I'm always troubled by this Exparsha. Meraglim gives us a lot to think about. And there's always one question that plagues me, and I have a feeling plagues a lot of us. Why'd you do it? How could you do it? How could you go ahead and do something so terrible? I mean, we probably ask the same question about Chedei Egel, but this week we'll ask it about the Meraglim. How did you guys do it? This entire process of Jewish history has been leading up to going to Eretz Yisrael. And you guys blew it. And the truth is, when you look at the Pesukim, I don't know about you, I expect to see a blasphemy. I expect to see evil. I expect to see Avodah Zarah. I expect to be able to say that the Meraglim are the worst people on the face of the planet and committed treachery against God. That's what I expect when I open up this week's parsha. And then, in the second Aliyah, the whole sin of the Meraglim comes down to one pasuk. Everyone to focus in, take a look later at pasuk Lamed Aleph. Let me read it to you. Vanashim asher alu imo amru. What did they say? What was the terrible speech act? The terrible act that they did? What did they say? Lo nuchal la'alot el ha'am ki chazak hu mimen. Notice there's no mention of God here. We can't do it. We're not strong enough. They're stronger than we are. If you think about it, the sin of Meraglim is a sin that I have a feeling all of us have felt before, and all of us know the experience. It's the sin of fear. They were scared. They went into Eretz Yisrael, they saw lots of big, scary-looking soldiers, and they got scared. It's natural. We've all been afraid, and we've all been paralyzed by fear. The sin of Meraglim is they're scared. There's no, we don't believe in God. There is no, we don't trust God. We don't trust Moshe. That's other rebellions in the Sefer. The sin of the Meraglim is fear. Model number two. Soloveitchik always likes to point out that the opposite model of the Meraglim is the Machabim. The Rav makes the following diuk. The beginning of the Rambam in Hilchot Chanukah, the Rambam does something unprecedented. Something he never does at any other time. He tells you the story of Chanukah. Okay, Rambam's a book of law, not a book of stories. Rambam doesn't tell you, actually, why we need to do Pesach, why we do Purim. Rambam doesn't tell us anything. He assumes we know it, except for Chanukah. And in Chanukah, the Rambam tells the story of how there were gzerot, there was all sorts of decrees against us, the government was strong, they persecuted us, and we stood up against them. And the Rav likes to say the following. Why did the Rambam include the story of Chanukah in a book of law? Answer. The way the Maccabim acted in Chanukah is a halacha. And the halacha is that when the society around you stands up against you, you're chayav not to be afraid and to stand up for who you are. And that's a halacha. The halacha is don't be scared. The halacha is don't be a coward. The halacha is stand up for yourself. Stand up for the Jewish people. And if you do, so rabim bi'admantim, the many will fall into the hands of the few. And we have two opposite models that I think we need to think about every time we have to make a hard decision. Or at least a decision that involves fear. Who do I want to be? Do I want to be the Meraglim? Or do I want to be the Maccabim? Again, fear is a natural emotion. But how I deal with fear, how I decide to act when I'm scared, that is entirely up to you. And just to end with a brief thought, can you imagine if Ben-Gurion was scared to declare the state of Israel on a Friday afternoon? He probably would have also received the punishment of Meraglim. And that is, it may have taken a lot more than 40 years to ever have the opportunity to try to do it again. Chet Meraglim, the punishment of the Meraglim, is a natural outgrowth. You're scared? God says you're too scared to do what you're supposed to do? I'm not going to give you a second chance. If you're lucky, maybe the next generation will do it. It's either being a Marago or being a Maccabee. Have a good day.